Well, now, if a country person went to town, what might the city people call him behind his back that he might not like?
Well, they say he come out the country, he don't know.
Well, now, how would you normally refer to a member of your own race or a person whose color, you know, skin is a color of yours? You would say, I am a, you know, what word would you use?
Oh, you mean making myself acquainted with her or just
no,
telling
I mean,
what
just,
I am?
Just say, just, you know, how would you normally refer to someone else whose skin is the same color as yours? You would say, like, she is a...
Nicely, a doctor, a professional or something. You mean a just...
Well, I mean, like, for example, well, like, I would say, well... Would you say I am a Negro or I am a colored person or?
Oh, I'd say I'm a Negro.
A Negro,
because I'm
right?
A Negro.
Exactly. That's, well, that's right. Just all I wanted to know. Okay. Now, also, we both know that there's some words that people use to refer to members of your race that you wouldn't like at all.
That's right.
And that would make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to answer this, but would you mind telling me some of the words? A word maybe that you might not like to be called.
Mm-hmm.
A word that, you know, you would find insulting.
You got some of them down there?
Well, just not really. Just
I don't like them to call me a nigger because I ain't no
right,
nigger.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't like that at all
I'm
either.
Trying to be a Negro.
Uh-huh.
And
if I be... Well, as far as I'm concerned, all mm-hmm. people are Negroes.
That's right.
Any other name is misleading.
It's out of place.
Right.
Right.
And
it's
any other name is
make
truly
mad
insulting.
Make
right.
You mad.
So I was going to ask you, how do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
I mean, I just refer to you being a white lady, and I recognize you as a white lady.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Now, suppose you were angry, you know, with a member of my race,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, say someone had called you something or insulted you, what would you call this person to insult him?
Well, see, I'm wearing it. I'm got that much Christian part about me. See, I wouldn't even say anything to
you. Wouldn't? Well, that's wonderful. That really is.
I've had it done. I never said anything.
Uh-huh.
Because I figure I leave it to the ignorance. I've got God straight and all that, you know.
That's right.
So I don't never
so
worry
there's
about
no
it.
Reason to lose your temper
that's
or
right.
say
that's
anything.
Because no, they just don't know no better.
Uh-huh.
Because to some white folks is really a nigger.
Right.
It is in our color. We got some niggers.
Mm-hmm.
We got some niggas.
Well, and we have some, you know.
We got some niggas, but everybody ain't a nigger. A nigger. Some of them is Negroes.
Right.
And when you're taking everybody to be a nigger, you're wrong.
You're wrong. That's right.
That's right. Just you must have, you know, recognize the person of who he is, of what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't recognize yourself, you don't look for fun to recognize
that's
you.
That's right. You have to respect yourself.
Respect yourself and recognize other folks so they can respect you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Now, the next questions are sort of like the others, you know, fill in the blank
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Now, suppose a man had, you know, a fishing rod, say one of your son-in-laws or your sons that he liked very much,
mm-hmm.
and his young son just carelessly broke it. You might say that the father of this little boy got awfully, what about it?
Awfully mad. Upset, mad, though.
Mad, okay. Yeah. Well, suppose you've been working hard all day long, and by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
whipped, I'd say.
Okay, you're really whipped. Now, let's say that the school nurse sends one of your grandchildren home early from school because he hasn't misbehaved.
Mm-hmm.
Why else would the school nurse send him home from school? Because he
didn't obey.
No, he was a good little boy, but the nurse sent him home
from
school.
Oh, he was sick.
Okay.